From Hurricane Katrina to the recent correction in the housing market, Carlos Gutierrez says the U.S. economy has withstood shocks that would have toppled other economies. Speaking before the business community in Washington, D.C., the Secretary of Commerce hailed the nation's entrepreneurs as the true heroes of the economy.
The reason our economy is strong is that U.S. businesses are strong. The stock market has hit record highs. Corporate profits were at a 40-year high for the third quarter. Small and medium-sized businesses continue to contribute to the economy as well.
Gutierrez says small and medium-sized businesses are responsible for nearly half of the entire U.S. payroll. And he says the success of those businesses is largely responsible for creating 167,000 new jobs in December, or about 7 million new jobs since August 2003. In spite of the impressive job growth figures, the Cuban-born secretary says one of the most pressing challenges for the U.S. is the shortage of high-skilled workers.
I can't tell you how often I hear that companies can't find enough workers, and that's happening in industries throughout the country. Immigration is also a key solution to that problem.
Although U.S. lawmakers have addressed the issue of border security, Gutierrez says a temporary worker program that gives qualified workers a path to legalization will be high on the administration's list of priorities. So is the need to reduce the country's dependence on foreign oil.
But we must also push for alternative resources such as biofuels, innovative technologies which will reduce our overall consumption and provide new opportunities for U.S. businesses.
To remain competitive around the world, Gutierrez outlined a three-point plan which includes maintaining America's position as the best place to do business, opening up more overseas markets, and developing the most skilled and best-educated workers in the world. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。